Welcome to our last class of Church Unusual. This class won't be very long at all because, you know, it's summertime. You're about to graduate. Congratulations. You're about to be finished with your two-year course. If there's anything that I want you to take away from this class and Church Unusual and any understanding, I want you to understand that the church is built on the rock of the revelation of Jesus the Christ. And not only Jesus the Christ as that person, but the Christ in you. And the movement and the purpose and the strength and the zeal of the church comes from that understanding. We're building the rock is Matthew's, 16. We've been reading it all semester. And he said, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The only way to understand, we've fallen into so many religious cycles, and we built so many buildings and so many churches, which is what Jesus really wasn't talking about. I'll show you Jesus' mind on building tabernacles and everything in chapter 17 when he transfigures. And the first thing Peter said, transfigures, and Moses and Elias talked, and the first thing Peter was like, "Oh, let us build three tabernacles." The first thing we always go to about building a ministry and building a church. And then the voice of God comes out the sky and said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." In other words, I'm showing you the way to do this. Y'all have already been building temples and synagogues. Now I want you to know that you are the temple and you are the synagogue. And you are mobile, and you have to understand this. But the only way to get this understanding is right there a little later in chapter 16, in verse 24. If any man, and I want you to remember this, because a lot of people, there's not a lot of messages about this statement. I say it a lot because I understand it's the catalyst to everything, but people don't preach this a lot because it demands too much. It demands a whole lot more than we're willing to give. But verse 24 says, "If any man will come after me," and it really says, "If any will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me." And this is the only way we're really going to see what church really is, or who we really are as the church, how to function like this, and really make a difference in the societies and the circles that we are in. I even read the other day, and he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." The word "preach" means to proclaim or to publicize. It doesn't necessarily mean you are a preacher. I'm thankful that we're not just putting out preachers. The church has made a mistake by putting out what they call disciples, but nobody's disciplined in anything. And I heard the Lord say, "Make the gospel public." Then I heard him say, "Decentralize the gospel." I said, "What are you talking about?" We're so busy pipelining super spiritual preachers and ministers outside of the church that people aren't discipled or disciplined in other industries of life. You're supposed to be, matter of fact, if you look at the disciples, he was trying to send them back to the industries that they were in. Some of them were tax collectors, some of them were fishermen, some of them were, the zealots at the time or the political people. I wanted you to go back and discipline that industry in the way that I'm disciplined as a man at God's will. And it's going to change everything. But we miss the point, because sometimes we over, and I'm saying the word over supernaturalize or over spiritualize, and we don't see the actual power that's standing there right with us, right there on the inside of us. And the key to the way to do this is to deny ourselves. And so a lot of these ways that we have in church, and a lot of these things that we set up that are religious and traditional, we have to question them, and we have to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ and see what Christ is saying, because this is how he describes the church. It is mobile. It is untouchable. It is unlocking. It is bringing heaven to earth, and it's constantly doing and promoting what God's will is through us, not through a building, not through an organization, but through us as living organisms. So if you can remember anything about Church Unusual, realize that we are the church. And this is built on Christ and the Christ nature on the inside of us. And in order to maintain that fresh perspective on life and fresh perspective on who we are as a church, we've got to consistently be able to deny ourselves. If we can do that, everything will be great. God bless y'all.